do, y'all? It's Tony Talks, your favorite podcast host, coming at you with another fire episode. Y'all, I'm about to share a bomb Bible story with y'all today. I have a lot of favorite Bible stories, and I'm not even all the way through the Bible yet, but this one right here, I'd be like, yo, you can definitely learn something from it. But before I share that with y'all, give me my theme song.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queez is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
We about to read the Bible. We about to read the Bible. I be delighting myself in the Lord, y'all. I be opening my Bible like, yes, we about to read. The Bible actually says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And y'all, God be coming through on that promise, for real. Like, he just be wanting our attention so that he can bless us. Like, here, take it. But, I'm about to share a Bible story. It's one of my favorite parables that God spoke in the Bible. It's in Matthew chapter 25. So if you got your Bibles, open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 25. Nah, I'm a preacher. No, I'm not. Matthew chapter 25. And there's various parables in chapter 25, but we're going to do the parable of the three servants that starts at verse 14 in chapter 25. Let me break this thing down for y'all. Okay. This is a story of a man, right? He's about to go on a long trip. This man, he has three servants working for him. Before he goes on his long trip, he gives his three servants some silver. So he gives him some, he gives them some moolah. Kind of like how Gucci gave Keisha Kayor some money before he left, you know? So he gave them some money, and he gave 5 bags of silver to one of them, 2 bags of silver to another one, and 1 bag of silver to the last servant. And he divided it in proportions of their abilities. And so he left to go on his trip, right? So while he was on his trip, the servant who had received the 5 bags of silver invested the money and he earned 5 more. So he got double. The servant who had the 2 bags of silver also went and earned 2 more. And the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money, y'all. After their master returned from their trip, he called out to them to let him know what they had did with the money that he had given them. The one with the 5 bags, he was like, I got 5 more. And the master, he was real pleased. Like, yeah, that's my boy, you know? He was like, you did so much with so little, and you're so faithful. You're a good and faithful servant. Well done. And he was like, let's celebrate. And so the servant who had received the 2 bags of silver told the master that he got 2 bags of silver back that he earned, and he said the same thing to him. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this very small amount, so I will give you more. Let's celebrate together. Now the servant with the 1 bag who hid his money in the ground, the master said, you wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it. Man, now he took the money from that servant who had the 1 bag of silver, and he gave that to the servant who had gotten the 10 bags back, who had the 5 in the beginning and got 5 back. At the end of this scripture, it says, to those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Bruh. As I've gotten older and as I've grown a little bit wiser, as I've come to the knowledge of Christ, and after reading this parable for the first time, I had to realize, like, God blesses me with things, and so I can't hold those blessings clenched tight in my palms. I have to release them, and I have to use what God has given me so that he can give me more, because I ain't trying to be stuck with the little I do have. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to build. And so now one of my favorite things to say is, if you know me, then you know I'm gonna always use what I got. Use what you got to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? And I mentioned Gucci going off and leaving Keisha Kaur with some money. And guess y'all, if y'all know about that story, then you know that Keisha Kaur flipped that money and got, I don't even know how much, but she made a lot of money back from, she started a business, she invested in the business, and that business grew, blew up. And when Gucci came home, he was well pleased. That's the same way God wants us to do. That's the same thing he wants us to do with our blessings. Plant the seeds. If he gives you something, go out and use it. When I first started creating content, I would talk about my lack of, like, I don't have a good phone or I don't have a camera. So I'm just going to wait until I have all of these things before I start doing anything with starting the podcast. I don't have a MacBook. I don't have this. I don't have a good microphone. I still don't have a MacBook, but guess what? I started. I have my HP. It works great. I have Adobe on here. I have a great microphone. I have a great phone now. I had to start with what I had in the beginning. I had to use a phone that wasn't that great in quality. I had to use, whenever Terrence and I were doing, my boyfriend and I, we were doing a podcast, we would be sitting on the floor recording a podcast on the phone with a little lavalier mic. Like, I had to start somewhere because I realized that if I didn't, I was going to be stuck in the same place for a long time. So anytime that I think about what I don't have, I quickly think about what I do have and I get to work. That's why I'm putting out more content now. That's why I'm not overthinking my content now, because I'm like, you know what? I'm not about to make this harder than what it is. I'm going to use what God has given me, and that's just enough, because baby, when he starts giving me more, I'm going to go crazy with it because I'm going to know what to do with it. I encourage you to use what you have. Don't be procrastinating. Don't put off your plans and what you want to do and what God has called you to do just because you lack, because God will make a way. And another testimony I want to share, I remember last year, December, I was about to record some content in my living room. And as I was setting up my living room, it looked like a whole like production. I remember saying like, man, I wish I had another digital camera that I could use so that I could capture different angles. And usually that mindset would have me halt in the middle of the process. Like, you know what? I'm just going to wait until I do have two cameras so that I can shoot this the way that I want. But I was like, no, I'm going to shoot this. I'm going to use one camera. It's going to take a lot of work because I am going to shoot different angles. I'm just going to have to keep moving the camera around. I'm going to have to re-record, but I'm going to do this thing, right? After I set up my living room, I was setting it up the day before I was actually about to do something. But I remember sitting on my couch and I posted on Facebook what had happened and how I shared that, how I usually would just be like, no, I'm not going to do it, and put off the ideas in my head for a time where I could do what I wanted to do. And so a friend of mine, she commented and she asked me what kind of camera I already had. And I told her that I had a Canon PowerShot camera. And she sent me a message on Facebook saying that she had another Canon camera that she had actually been wanting to get rid of for a long time. It was actually her first camera that she had ever gotten. And she sold it to me for, I mean, a low price. I went and picked that thing up a few days later, right before Christmas. And I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Like, he will really make a way out of no way. He really has a plan. I'm always the planner when it comes to things. But these days, I've just been like, God, here you go. Because you can do more with this than I ever could. So I trust him with everything. I trust him with my content. I trust him to give me the words to say when I come on this podcast, because sometimes I don't even know what I'm about to say. I mean, y'all, use what y'all get so God can give you more. That's all I'm saying. So you all have an amazing week. I'm about to get ready for work. And yeah, y'all be blessed. Peace.